At the Wrangell High School welding shop, David Gillian and a group of classmates are working on aluminum boats.
I've built sled decks, like snowmobile ramps and all that kind of stuff, and helped on other boats. And then now I'm building this one.
David Gillian is a senior and has been taking wood shop and welding classes since he was a freshman. He says he does not plan on going to a traditional university after graduation. Instead, he'll go on to a technical school in Seward.
I don't know, I think it's important to have all the stuff, because without this class, I probably wouldn't be going to school for this, and I really like it, so I like building stuff.
Wrangell School Superintendent Woody Wilson says vocational programs help students find jobs after high school.
Through the hospital and the fire department, also we teach the certified nurse assistant class and the EMT and the ETT classes through the fire department. And they're very popular classes. They're great classes for our young people. They learn a lot of skills, and they're classes that will save lives someday.
Wrangell is one of many school districts lobbying for Senate Bill 84. The bill would increase funding for each student and also guarantee funding for technical and vocational programs. Wilson says vocational programs have never had enough funding, and he's worried about what might happen to the programs if the bill is not passed.
Well, it needs to get to the floor of the Senate and be sent to the House, because the House doesn't have a concurrent bill or a similar bill. So if it doesn't get to the House soon, and if the horse trading between the House and the Senate doesn't go well, this bill's not going to fly. So we're really concerned about it.
Senate Bill 84 proposes to forward fund education for 3 years. Wilson says that will help districts determine what contracts will be renewed and give the school district a budget it can count on. The bill also calls for an increase of funding starting next school year at $110 per student and would increase each year. The bill also includes something that Wilson says has never been done before.
Right now we have this one pot of money where supposedly all the vocational money comes from, and it's never enough, and it never ever pays for vocational education. So we take that money out of the regular ed pot. And so there's an acknowledgement that we need to do a better job in the state of Alaska providing vocational skills to students. And we haven't done that in the past, and so because there's never been any money specifically earmarked, this bill will do that.
Wilson says Wrangell is not alone in its need for a budget increase, and he says when it comes down to it, the push for an increase in funding will help keep up with inflation.
There's not a school district in the state that's not pushing for this, because if they don't get this, what that means is we get the same amount of money we got this year. And if we get the same amount of money that we got this year and we try to run next year's program with it, it's equivalent to less money.
The bill is in the Senate Finance Committee. Wilson says he is among those sending letters to every committee member supporting this bill and encouraging them to move it out and put it on the floor of the Senate. In Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.